Wait, is it going?
No.
Yeah, it's going. No, look, first look,
you,
look.
Have to, you have to add the flag. It says so.
It's good. I did.
You have
I
to
did.
Add the flag.
The flag's there.
It's not. It says to add it.
Why are you calling me a fag?
Oh, my God.
We're not even started yet.
Other than the obvious reason, that's not why I called you.
What?
I called you flag. Add flag. You need to add flag.
It's going. Look at the number.
Okay, it's going.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
We both have like dental shit going on.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I went to the dentist.
Me too.
Yeah. Tell me. Yeah. Wait. Welcome to Sleepless in
welcome
Cialis.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. We don't want the producers getting pissed off again.
Don't tell them.
Well, yeah. I think they listen to
don't
this.
They don't listen to shit.
I don't think they do.
No.
Either. They just come blowing through the studio.
Yeah. They come in, they press go, and they leave.
All they do is look at analytics.
That's all they care about is analytics and these fancy meetings. Let's talk about our analytics.
Yes, they get the whole team together. No, wait.
What?
You went to the dentist.
Yes.
Okay, what type of dentist was it?
It was a periodontist.
Whoa.
Yes. I got really lucky and I got my grandmother's
Wasn't there
gene.
A detective named periodontist?
No, that was Perry Mason. Ellis.
Perry Ellis. Perry Mason.
Yes.
Perry Mason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay, so you got, what exactly do they do during this treatment?
Oh my God. So I've had it done before and I was freaked out. It's so bad that they have to do it usually in quadrants.
Uh-huh.
And they like deplane and they scale your teeth and your gums all the way down to the root.
Right, right.
Which is not a good time.
Uh-huh.
And you give this local and you just suffer immensely.
Okay.
So like for months I've been dreading this thing coming up.
Wait, you suffer afterwards or suffer during?
Yes. All the above.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like giving childbirth.
There's
childbirth.
Blood everywhere. Okay. It's just gross. And so I've been dreading it for months. I go in yesterday. I shake the guy's hand.
Uh-huh.
He puts in an IV.
Uh-huh.
He does my entire mouth. I wake up. It's a good day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on my way home. Apparently sending you a picture that I have no recollection of.
That picture of you was awesome. I'm going to post that.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No,
I'm going to post it on multiple channels here. And you can tell nobody was home when you took the picture.
First, we only have one channel that you can post a picture to.
Wait, no. Can't we? No. Can we post? Can you put pictures on TalkTik?
Nobody wants to see a picture on TalkTik.
Why not?
Because it's for tickety talking. It's for short videos.
We need to make one of those, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Okay, no, wait, go ahead.
In our new shirts.
Yes,
holding
our swag.
Our new coffee cups.
Yes.
I haven't seen this tremendous tote bag, though. I can't wait.
Oh, okay. I forgot to bring it. I'm going to bring the tote bag and the magnets.
And the magnets.
Yes.
We're so, just swagful.
For those of you, if you're one of our thousands of followers on TikTok, on Sleepless in Cialis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the correct name now.
Yes, it
Sleepless
is.
Sleepless in Cialis.
Right on. Cialis. Yeah,
not Cialis. Look forward to our next video. Hopefully we'll have that up today.
Now, I was talking to one of our followers this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that everybody around his workplace is talking about t-shirts and they're all excited to get all this stuff.
Really?
So I think maybe you should clarify that we just ordered a test sample.
Well,
to see
if anyone's interested in Sleepless in Cialis swag, you have to email us at bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Yes.
And then hopefully we'll get it up on our e-commerce site.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he also asked me to never mention the word Warren and swag in the same sentence again.
Why?
Because swag means other things to children.
Like what?
Well, I guess he's not a child, but.
Swag.
Like you have swag. Like you're like, hey.
We got that.
Hey.
Yeah. We got that.
We don't have that.
Okay. So you're
gums. Old guy swag.
Okay. Going back to your gums. They're good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I woke up and I felt good and I came home.
Uh-huh.
Like a little discomfort.
Did you Uber there? Did you Uber there?
Yes.
Okay. That was probably smart.
That was my first time in my life Ubering.
Oh, how'd you like it?
I loved it. The guy was great. Some guy from New York named Ronald.
Uh-huh.
And had a great conversation on the way over. He had moved here and talked about his kids and his mother-in-law coming with them and all this. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. He got me there quickly. But $54.
What?
To get from here like 20 minutes away.
$54?
Ridiculous. Yeah. And then I have to tip him because he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And so, but I got a 5-star rating out of it. I'll probably never use Uber again, but I'm a 5-star member of Uber.
You go
now.
Broke, man.
Yeah.
See, I use Uber quite a bit down in Mexico City, and it is so efficient, and it's only $3 to $5 everywhere you go.
Wow. I couldn't have got to the corner for $3 to $5.
No. That's crazy. Okay, so that was your transportation to the periodontist and back. How does one become a periodontist? I mean, what?
School.
School. Okay, and that's an odd specialty if you think about it.
Yeah, but the cash I paid him, it's not an odd specialty.
No, I'm sure he's
doing okay. But the cool thing, he called me last night. Said, "Hey, Craig, how you doing? I love that shit."
Did he charge you for the card or for the call?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's built in there.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of room to build into that thing.
So I went to the dentist.
Tell me about what happened with you in the dentist. Why'd you go?
Well, I've been experiencing a pain in one of my teeth.
Really?
For about the past week.
Ooh.
And my friend Mel referred me to this place called Studio Dental, up the street.
Really? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're up there, not too far away.
Oh, up there.
Up there. Yeah, up there. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, up there.
You know, they're up there.
And absolutely awesome. Awesome experience.
Nice.
Mel shared with me about this southern dentist. She's got a big southern drawl.
And, oh, really?
Absolutely right, spot on. It was a cool experience.
Wow, nice.
It was tooth number 13, if you're worried about which one it was.
Oh, I was wondering. I thought it might have been 16.
How many teeth does the average human have?
4.
No, not in Alabama.
Oh, 36?
36? Yeah, no, they would have 4 in that. Well, okay, so it was tooth number 13. I actually fractured it.
Did you really?
Yeah, how do you fracture a tooth?
Did you get a cast?
No, I go...
Did they put it in a splint?
They're going to cast it.
When you get other things fractured, they put it in a splint or a
Should I cast. Go back? Should I go back and ask him for one?
Yes, you want a plaster cast.
My friend Craig...
says that's what you do with all fractures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to cap it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking up how many teeth we have, because now I'm very...
But why is it every time you go to the dentist...
32.
32 teeth.
Yes.
Okay, now answer that for Arkansas. How many teeth does the average person in Arkansas
Wait,
have?
First we need to look and see how many listeners we have in Arkansas.
We have some.
They have 32 as well.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. Wait, I told you that. How can you tell if an Arkansas redneck is married or not?
I don't think I want you to answer that.
There's chewing tobacco stains on both sides of the truck.
You know, I had a friend from Wyoming. His name was Landy.
Landy?
Landy, yes.
Was he in transition?
No, he was just Landy.
Okay.
D-Land Brown was his name. D-Land. So he went by Landy.
Okay.
Who knows? So he drove this big brown Dodge truck.
Okay.
And his claim to fame was that he never had washed it. Ever.
Oh.
He had it for 4 years, never washed it.
Okay.
Except for a hose on the inside to wash out his chewing tobacco.
Oh. Yeah.
Best guy, though. He was just a great guy.
He'd
we had a lot of fun.
Wait, he'd spit and drive on the...
Yeah. On the floor.
I've never... What is the draw to chewing tobacco?
The same as any tobacco. It's just the rush, I think, of the nicotine.
Yeah, but the flavor in the mouth is just
gross.
Putrid.
And then if you get some down your throat, it burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Didn't you ever try Skoll or that kind of Copenhagen?
Copenhagen was what I tried.
Yeah, back in high school?
Once.
Yeah, that stuff
never
was absolutely nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so when you go to the dentist, why is it that the dentist, you walk in with one problem, right? And you just want to get that problem fixed. And you leave with an entire treatment plan.
Cash?
Yeah.
Cash?
It's worse than going to the car wash,
it is.
Man.
I just wanted to get my teeth cleaned at my regular dentist. He's like, no, you got to see a periodontist. And then he's like, oh, no, that's going to be $2,500 and yada, 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 yada. I'm like, I just want my teeth cleaned.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is this something that men in their 50s should do?
The teeth cleaning? No, only if you have bad gums. My grandmother had really bad gums, and apparently it's hereditary.
Okay.
And I got it. So, but your dentist will tell you if you need to go.
It's not from...
We're on...
They can't see me.
This is audio.
They can't see me.
I know, so they don't know what you're doing or what you're talking about, more so than usual.
Well, it's not from particular activities in the bedroom.
Yes, that's correct. We need to take a break. We're running long here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks.
Okay, bye. Okay, wait. Okay, is it off?
Yeah. Come on. No, we got to do a sponsor thing.
I think it's on.
Yes. And we're back from a word, after a word from our sponsors.
Wait, is it on?
No.
Are you sure we're back?
No.
They can't hear us.
Damn it, Warren.
They can't hear us.
Oh, wait, they can now.
Okay, yeah, okay, okay, we're good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, welcome back to Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes, thank you for being here still.
Yeah, we just got done with a photo shoot.
Yes.
With our new swag.
Our new swag.
Yeah.
It was floral.
Yeah, it was floral. It was a lovely layout. Yeah.
Check it out on Facebook, on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook page, Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes.
And Craig, you'll notice the expressionism that he uses in his face.
Oh, it's just, I enjoy roses so much.
This man has ability to communicate his emotions through his physical presence, and it's a powerful picture. So Facebook, check it out. Maybe we'll throw something up on TikTok around the roses, too.
You know, it's just something that I've found over the years. I become less and less able to hide my emotions. Everybody always knows where they stand with me.
I think that's something in the 50s.
I think it is. Yeah.
But you know what? Just to piggyback on that, we do show our emotions much more.
Yes.
But we're a lot less concerned with a lot of the little crap in life.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
So
you lose that.
And you and I have had conversations about this recently. Mm-hmm. So over a glass of spilled milk, it's no big deal. You get the paper towel and clean it up.
Right.
But if you have a neighbor that takes advantage of you,
that's a whole different thing. And they can do the smallest thing,
But
it's the intent that bothers us. It's not what they did.
Right.
The intent and what's behind
the principle of the
us.
Situation is becoming
and that
bigger.
That becomes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how easy those situations are resolved with little communication.
Yes.
You know? It's so amazing.
Yep. And it's amazing what gaps can be brought when there isn't that communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And that's huge. And I think if we would have known in our 20s what we know in our 50s now, how much different would life
be? Oh my God. Do you have any problem? If you fuck something up, if you do something wrong, you have any problem apologizing?
No.
Me either.
I find it much easier now.
Yes.
We had a situation that happened at work the other day. And it was kind of a big situation. And I sat down with other members of management and it rolled off my tongue that I take full responsibility for the actions.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just hit me. If I would have been back in my 20s or my teens, you know, the finger would have been pointing everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely bizarre. I want to ask you another question about being in your 50s.
Tell me.
Yeah. Does it feel to you like life is beginning?
No.
It kind of my life kind of feels like it is.
It feels different.
In which way?
And it felt like I've started a new stage of life.
Right.
But I don't think without my other stages, I don't feel like I ever would have been here. And it seems like I'm continually reminded of that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Because all the experiences that we went through, even the most painful experiences that we've ever had, have given us the wisdom to navigate today.
Yes. Sometimes the painful experiences even more so.
Right.
They bring you to where you're at. And I'm real comfortable, very happy with where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it's a new beginning. And I don't know I think I am getting ready to go through a bunch of new beginnings. But the reality is that it's like this birth. Knowing that everything's going to be okay, knowing that you're going to survive,
right,
and knowing that the steps you're going to take are going to make you better because of the experiences you've had in the past.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's...
I read a thing this morning.
Uh-huh.
And it said, I found it really interesting. And it says, when you get up in the morning, like just one morning in particular, not every morning, get up and think, what's one thing that I'm doing wrong? And how am I going to fix it?
Yeah.
And but to really like contemplate it and think about what that thing is, it may be terribly uncomfortable. But figuring out what that one thing is that you're doing wrong.
It's hard to look at ourselves, honestly.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And that I heard something similar to that. They said if you can fix one thing a day, then in a year you'll fix 365 issues.
Yo. Wow.
Yeah. So I've got at least 20 years to work things out.
Do you really think you have 365 issues?
Oh, hell yes.
No.
No, I think no, that's a good question. In the fact that I think at our age, now that we're in our 50s, we take a much more honest look at ourselves.
Yes.
And when something goes wrong, we used to blame it on circumstances or those around us.
Right.
Now the first thing we do is we look at ourselves.
Right.
And so I see a lot of these issues that I didn't recognize before.
Yes.
And I think that's pretty powerful.
And I find myself more readily able to take a look at myself, realize what I've done wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then just take the steps I need to do to fix it. I don't really dwell on it so much.
Just
I don't
fix
beat
it,
myself
move on.
Up like I used to over it. I just go.
It's a glass of spilt milk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You just wipe
it up.
Do
what you got to do.
And then go on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And learn from it.
Yeah.
That I do. I do learn from those things. And it's like, I don't want to do this in the future.
Well, I'm a slow learner.
Well, yeah.
Remember.
You're just slow.
I'm getting ready to graduate from college, hopefully, within the next within the next 4 months to 2 years. I should be graduating.
I think that's tremendous.
Well, yeah.
That you're doing that.
You know, it's kind of a funny thing at my age to be graduating from college. But I think a lot of younger people start things in their life and then they just kind of quit. Right.
Yes.
And there's no hope that they can ever finish because it's like, I can't do it. I'm too busy.
I don't want to. And then you start all the rationalizations.
Yeah.
What's this really going to do for me?
What's it all about?
And that's, that's not the path I want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why does college have to set your path? It doesn't set your path.
Uh-huh.
It improves who you are.
Yeah.
That's just it. It really does.
So speaking of paths, yes. I did come across something that was fascinating.
What's that?
And this is kind of deep. And we're not talking deep throat. We're talking deep thought.
Okay.
Here. It was a guy that was speaking at somebody's funeral. Mm-hmm. And he shared...
Was he the leader of North Korea?
No, but we need to talk about that.
Okay.
And he shared that he was speaking about his friend who had died. Mm-hmm. And he shared his year of birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about how his life had begun. And then he shared his year of death. And when he shared the year of death, he had a tear in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
But then he stopped and he said, it's really not, that really doesn't matter the year of his death. What matters most is the dash in between the years. And he
that's
said,
cool.
And he said, only the people that really love you will know what happened in that dash. So it's not when you were born, it's not when you die, it's the dash in between the years.
That's
right?
Cool.
And I thought that was a pretty...
It's poignant.
Pretty poignant, as you know. Even though we're in our mid-50s, and I know we have quite a few years to go, you know, our epitaph becomes more relevant.
It does.
Yeah.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me?
What
is that? Since we started doing this podcast,
hmm.
you pronounce words better, and it kind of pisses me off because I enjoyed making fun of you for that.
It's because I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, "What is one thing I can improve upon?" And it was that.
And you did it all today?
All today. Yeah. But if you, it just drove, it just, you know, I think you and I have been fortunate in our lives. You know, we're certainly not uber wealthy, but we have plenty of what we need.
Right.
And you never see on somebody's epitaph owned two Porsches, had a Lamborghini and three.
A Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really just drives home what, you know, what we're here for.
Uh-huh. It does. You know? It does.
It was like that picture of your grandson that you sent me, you know, the
awesome. Grand
little
slam.
Video. Yeah.
Grand slam home run.
Awesome baseball player.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, on the epitaph, he's going to remember his grandpa and the love that you had for him.
Yeah.
You know, that's value of life.
Yeah,
it is.
Right there. It is.
Yeah. Yep. None of the other shit matters.
It really doesn't.
Shit.
You know what?
Shit.
You know what?
Shit.
You know what?
Shit.
We said that we were going to do a lighthearted podcast today.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
No. It's because we're getting older.
Why are you so fucking serious all the time?
I don't. Do men go through menopause? Honestly, do we?
Menopause. It's called menopause.
We seriously go through menopause.
Yes.
So am I going to get acne?
No. You're just going to lose your penis.
Well, it's got to be. Well, yeah. If you don't use it, you lose it.
No, you're just going to lose it.
What do you mean?
Even
you lose
if you try to use it, you're just
what do you mean you lose your
to.
Penis?
You just don't get to use it anymore.
What? It's just like
it goes away.
No way! It's gonna be like a rusty Chevy in the front yard.
It's coming. I'm just waiting.
No, I'm going to fight. That could happen any day now. I'm fighting it all the way to the end.
I'm scared of it.
I'm fighting it all the way to the end.
See, that's part of the dash that I'm worried.
There's that one part of the dash where they talk about that, huh?
Because I think the dash extends to the day you lose your penis.
Uh-huh.
And then everything after that doesn't even count until you hit that number where you die.
Right.
There's really nothing.
Well, I think probably if you die, if you live a long life and, you know, that last 10, 15 years or 10 years, you know, I think it's where you kind of become a little bit more immobile and a little bit more senile.
Right. When you retire and can actually enjoy stuff.
When is that going to happen?
That happens right at the moment where your physical decline happens and you can't enjoy anything. So you work until the day you can't enjoy shit anymore.
You know what?
What?
It's time to wrap up this episode.
It is.
Because we are at that moment.
Let's throw in one more thing.
Sure.
Just remember, the most important thing you have is time.
And your penis.
Your penis is part of time.
Well, no. You have to use your penis during your time. And
that's part of time.
Well, you've left me.
Oh, my God. Why does everything have to be a fucking argument with you?
Because you left me with the notion that I'm running out of time.
I had this big, profound moment, and you fuck it up.
But you're running. You're giving me the notion that my penis is going away.
Well, it's going to. Someday.
I'm not going
to
let it go away.
It has to someday.
I'm going
to
mold the bitch.
Oh, they have those things.
For what?
They're called clona willies.
Clona willie?
Yeah, and you can make like a sexual toy out of your penis.
Let's post that on our website.
The Clona Willy?
Yeah, we could sell it on our e-commerce site.
But it's not our product. Somebody else come up with this.
Nobody knows. Stickers fix everything. Yeah. Ladies and gents, what's our
email
address?
Thank you
for
being here. It's bighands@sleeplessincialis.com. You're helping me with your mouth like you do your kid when he's singing.
Wait.
Well, you guys have to see. We have to do a video because you have to see this. So as I'm talking, Warren is mouthing the words that I'm supposed to be saying.
Because I don't want you to forget.
He does
I'm
the same
you.
Thing with Silas when he's singing a song for everybody.
When you really love somebody, you want to encourage them along the way. It's the educator in me.
Bullshit. I think you're living vicariously through us. Through me and Silas.
I am. Facebook, ladies and gents.
Yes, we'll see you shortly.
TikTok.
We'll be back on in about 3 minutes.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.